Another related issue, I guess, is the question of sort of the maintenance, or you could maybe even look at it as kind of an adjuvant in terms of the docetaxel that's given in that SWOG approach. What are your thoughts about that sort of strategically and clinically? How does that play out in your practice?
Yeah, so what was very unique about that SWOG approach was not only giving the higher doses of the chemotherapy and making them tolerable, but after completion of the concurrent chemoradiation, to give 3 cycles of full dose docetaxel. Now, some people will say that that's a consolidation method. I think it's a principle of adjuvant. You're giving adjuvant therapy, again, to a curative intent population. So I believe that that is a sound strategy. Whether you need a doublet or a singlet there really depends on how well the patient's going to tolerate your primary therapy. Certainly it's not for everyone, just like in surgery, where not everybody gets to take adjuvant chemo, whether that would be because they did not tolerate the surgery well or they had a very minimal tumor burden. So I think that strategy is sound. It is not tested yet in a phase 3 study. The Hoosier Oncology Group will test this study, and it will be reported probably in the next year or two about the adjuvant docetaxel given after the chemoradiation. I believe that that strategy works, that we need to build off of that type of strategy of giving an adjuvant chemotherapy such as Taxotere, and then moving forward with giving some maintenance therapy. If you look at those stage 3 unresectables, they behave very much like many of our head and neck cancer patients who get concurrent chemoradiation. Their risk of having recurrence or new disease is very high. That is our highest risk population. And so that is an area we really need to focus on, as you say, maintenance therapy, some chemopreventive therapy after they've finished their chemotherapy and radiation.
How do you find patients tolerating the 75 per meter squared maintenance? Do you use growth factors?
After radiation, and we don't like to use growth factors so much with radiation, but after radiation, usually the first couple cycles of 75 per meter squared of Taxotere are tolerated well. Patients do get tired, and they are certainly in a very tired state after getting concurrent chemoradiation. The third cycle gets a little bit more difficult, and you do use growth factors if needed, both for hemoglobin or for white blood cell count.